Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Shelby is October 11th, and I hope everyone had a nice weekend. And what you heard was my little mix of Keith Urban, Lady Annabelle, Dog Tree, and that's about it. I'm going for my Lady Annabelle fade, but I don't think it's a fade, people, because, it's not. It's just, I love all of them. I mean, they are really good singers, and I just love listening. I mean, I could listen to Andy Annabelle all day. Really, I could listen to Taylor Swift all day, too. But since I know all her songs by heart, Yay, okay. I'm going to let my psychic carry on. Hello, you.
Sorry.
You made me talk for a whole 3 minutes alone, so
I forgot. I was on a kick. And so,
you know what? Your kick is... Okay, we're going to talk about this after the show, okay.
I was on YouTube, and I'm on whoever... Well, I don't think there's really anybody listening, is there? It's only Bridget's listening, right?
Yeah, Bridget's the only one. And
went on kick the other night, and I fell in love with another show that's been on for 3 years, so, yeah.
Okay, well, what was that? Well, what's the kick?
It's Gossip Girl. No, I'm kind of in, I'm on a I like Gossip Girl now. Well, I kind of like watched it when it first came on. I was, checked it out for the first couple of episodes, but I couldn't get into it. But now that, you know, I'm hearing, you know, people talk about it, and I thought I'd check out some of the couples on YouTube from the show. And so I've been hooked ever since the past couple of days. I think my favorite couple on that show was Blair and Chuck.
Oh, okay. Bridget, I hope you're calling in. Oh, it will be me and Terry. But Terry and I are pretty fucking funny. Did I just say that? Yeah, I just said that.
You know what? Okay, never mind. Maybe I shouldn't say that.
Okay, no, you can. Go for it.
She was with her grandma one day. Bridget's the only one in the chat room. I was on the phone with her. And her grandma was driving the car. They were going somewhere, I think. And she goes, out of nowhere, out of the blue, she goes, something like, you bitch or something to me in front of her grandmother. Can you believe that? She said that to me. I mean, we cuss all the time, so it doesn't really bother me. But, I mean, I can't believe she
no,
said
yeah.
mother.
I know. I totally forgot Grandma was there, people, because I was on the phone, so I wasn't really paying attention to Grandma. So, but yeah, that was kind of crazy for me to do. You know what? We have no calls. We have 50 minutes remaining, and no calls.
Excuse me. Sorry. I burped. I can't believe it. Shut up.
Okay. Oh, before we go any further, our friend at Rave On Radio has a show that Terry and I do on Tuesday nights. It's Glee Radio, so go on the blog talk, look up Glee Radio, and it's tomorrow 9 o'clock West Coast time, right after our 8 o'clock thing. So, yeah, so people come on, go agree in the show.
As we're on Blog Talk, you see all these, like, today's picks. There's a little box that's today's picks, top shows, and they have, like, celebrities from the past. Harry Hamlin was just on there. I saw a picture, and I'm thinking, he is, like, old now. I'm thinking, is this what we have to look forward to, looking old and not looking like we're young anymore, you know?
Really hope not, but, you know, I'm like, you know what, I'm, like, feeling turning 35, and people say, I don't get why you, you know, but turning 35, I'm not looking forward to it. But like Cherry says, well, at least, I mean, I'm 5 years, and then, then I will be 40, 6 more years, but, you know, that scares me even more. But I sent out all the emails, I did Facebook, I did Trill. How many more can I trip us out? Oh my God, you are listening to Bossy Gossip Girl at the same time listening to us, aren't you?
No.
Oh.
Hi.
Oh.
Why?
I was just wondering.
No, I'm not even on Gossip Girl. I've just been, like, watching clips of them before I called in. That's why I called in late. I didn't realize where the time went. I was watching clips of them. My favorite couple is Cher. They're called Cher because of Chuck and Blair. Isn't that cute? They've got their scrunch
that
name.
That is cute.
Cher. I love Cher.
That is very cute. What was I going to say? Oh, so, yeah, you know, this weekend feels like it was, you know, going by fast. Oh, people in the New York Times saying if you're listening, Days of Our Life will be on at 3 o'clock where you guys are at. Because of Columbus Day. And what else? You have, okay, and let's see. All right, and people, Daylight Saving Time is November 7th this year. So the whole clock thing, it starts November 7th. Okay.
What?
So,
Terry. Sorry, what? Okay.
Well, no, I was just telling anyone about Daylight Saving Time.
Okay.
oh, God, bring the rest of them.
It's going to be a dead show tonight.
Yeah, and I'm so responsible getting the... Okay, I won't spoil.
Oh, there's somebody came on.
Yeah, oh my God, I have Dad. I thought Don would be here. Yeah, Don's not even here.
Oh, yeah.
So, what was I... Is this a quiet little... Okay,
so what's been happening on Jonah Hospital as of late? Well, let's see. Sam is getting very insecure, no matter what she, no matter if she's not. Brenda and Dante know each other from the past. You saw that today. At least Carly today on the show admitted she was being hypocrite in one aspect.
Oh, Bridget. Hi, Bridget. Yay, Bridget.
Hi, girls.
Oh, hello.
What was I going to ask you, Bridget? Oh, Bridget. Oh, I was telling everyone out of boredom about Daylight Saving Time is November 7th.
Don't remind me.
I just... Okay. I always get so confused with that anyway. I mean, I always get really confused. Brid, did you watch Days of Our Life yet?
I'm doing it right now, and Chloe's about ready to tell poor Melanie who she slept with, I think.
I feel sorry for what happened to Sierra and God, what's her little friend, Theo?
Oh, Theo? Why?
Well, Sierra is getting picked on at school because of Hope going to jail.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, I mean, come on, people. You know, leave the little girl alone. I mean, it's bad enough her mommy went to jail. Her mommy, in my opinion... to this guy in that house for like a week, And now we'll be buying me another little thingy.
Yeah. Hey, Bridget, did you hear in the beginning what show I kind of have been hooked on now?
Which one?
The Gossip Girl. Now I'm kind of on the Gossip Girl.
Are you?
I
haven't been watching it lately either.
And Nikita. Who watches Nikita? Does anybody
I love Nikita. She's a badass.
I was wondering who that Devin Sawa got cuter as he got older.
Yes.
I hope he's in more than a few episodes. He's good in this. I would kind of like to see Nikita and him get together.
Well, I think they got something going on anyway, just by their actions.
Yeah.
I think that they had something going on when she was training.
Who's that? Nikita and Devin Sawa's character?
Yep.
Really? You think
so? Yeah, because remember they did a flashback when they bombed that guy's hat, the Chinese dude's house, and they were sparring with each other. There was a little sexual tension going on there. Yeah. I think they had something.
I like this week. And this week looks like it's going to be, I think they're going to catch on to Alex, it looks like.
Oh, I know. I hope not.
I know. She's going to escape and everything and all that. It's getting good now. It's getting better.
Yeah.
I'm really loving that show.
Well, I'm like a week behind brother and sister, but do you happen to catch last week's?
I haven't been watching Brothers and Sisters. I just haven't been.
Oh my God!
Watching lately.
Last week they had their mom thinking her mom and had everyone thinking she was a lesbian.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, and of course she wasn't. She was this cooking in like a new restaurant, helping someone out, but. You know, she was delivering flowers and everything to this woman in the afternoon, but not telling her kids where else she was going out to. It was funny, and oh my God, Holly really lost her memory. She doesn't even remember Rebecca.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, did you ask Grace?
Oh, Grace. Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, my, you know, that was a really good show, and I'm kind of liking the dynamic between McDreamy and Owen. I love how McDreamy goes. Something about Meredith and Christina about, oh, they have their stronger bond, and we just have to put up with it. And when Christina called in bed with them, I started laughing.
Well, it's not the first time she's crawled into bed with them. She's They're soulmates. That's what best friends should be.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I just, you know, and I started with so... that doctor whistled to make
Karev go up the elevator until he was sick of it.
Because he was just scared because, okay, if any of you don't watch, Grace, what happened was he got shot last season, but he got to the elevator and he could have really died in a pool of blood in the elevator. And that's why he was afraid of elevators. And I think if that were me, that would be the same thing. Hey, you had your best thing. I mean, you guys had school, right, today? I mean, you guys were not off,
no,
right?
No, we didn't have school today.
Really?
Yeah, we don't have school on Columbus Day.
Oh, my God, Terry.
Yeah?
Well, Terry, that's funny. You guys don't. And Terry had to.
Yeah.
That is weird.
I think it's different in some places, you know. I mean,
not everybody celebrates it. Yeah. But McDamey pissed me off. He's supposed to be in love with Minnie Gray, and then he sleeps with Derek's sister.
Yeah,
I mean,
that pissed me off, too.
And she thought that... he was in love with her, but he screws Derek's sister. That's whatever. Oh, the fallout this week should be hilarious.
Oh, yeah, and then Private Practice. You know, I love it now that Naomi knows. She knows about,
She should have a problem anyway because she's dating that guy who's dying. So she has no...
Oh my God, he's dead.
She shouldn't have any feeling either way. They're divorced. They've moved on. I mean, she needs to grow up.
Did you see on Thursday?
That guy came in to apologize or whatever, and
because that guy that she was dating died, I guess.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, now she'll be a thorn in their side now, because now she won't have.
Well, I don't think so, because next week it looks like something's gonna happen with Dale Darrow, and. Like, everyone deciding what to do with who. And I thought, okay, you wait until almost the first episode, people, to give us this? Okay. But, no, I love Addison and him together. I mean, I think I was laughing about the other four couple. The Charlotte and Pete. And the other two, you know, they had to tell each other he was calling her when they were having sex with Isaiah laughing. Anything else you want? Oh, have you been watching Blue Bloods?
No.
Oh, my God, that is a good one, too. I was just trying to. I have like three episodes I have. It's so good. Ryan Hall. Okay, did you watch Ryan Hall? Did it?
What? Sorry, I'm
did
watching.
You watch Ryan
Hall? Yeah, I've been watching Ryan Hall. I want to know how Murphy knows that gal.
Because
when he said you're not
going
to do it again, so apparently she did it to somebody he knew did this before. When he was fighting with her in the car.
He
knows her from that, or I don't know, but I hope he tells them.
Yeah. Did anything happen with Victoria and Victor?
Well, yeah, he just told her about Nikki, how this is hurting her, and Victoria just basically told him that, you know, he's controlling, he doesn't let them have their personal life, and it's true, he needs to back the heck off and let them live their lives, no matter if they're married or two.
Yeah, and you know who also...
And what's her... Oh,
up,
Diane Jenkins is back, too.
Ooh.
But she's the Carly off of Guiding Light. She plays her now.
Yeah, you mean As the World Turns.
Or As the World Turns, yeah. She's playing Diane Jenkins now.
Wow.
Yep.
What was I going to ask? I'm kind of pissed off with Nick right now because, you know, he can't even support his sister in this lawsuit. It's like, you know, everything Victor has done to him, and he's so okay with it. That's what I don't get.
He's got his own shit to deal with, though, between
Phyllis and
the kids and... I mean,
well, true. What was I gonna say? You know, every time Sam is on the dental hospital, I think she probably makes people not want to eat Well, only saying this because I was watching, you know, she was in some scene with Spinelli. And I'm like, okay, get out of Spinelli's orbit. You're making me frustrated when I don't want to. But I have to because I can't stand your little annoying look. Oh, face, oh, whatever.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And all the spoilers that she's supposed to get pregnant. Man, they're melting over that.
I'm sick of that because I'm sick of there even be rumors and spoilers because if they were to even dare go there, that would be so fracking hypocritical.
Oh, yeah.
To even do that.
No, you mean fucking
hypocritical. Well, basically what that would show me is that they're really going towards the other fan base. They're really, you know, feeding the other fan base and all that. And you would be able to tell that it's political. They're really
The thing is, if he can have a family with Sam, why couldn't he have a family with Elizabeth?
He
could be in this kid's life, but he can't be in Jake's life. I mean,
it goes against his whole idea
of the kids being in the mob. I mean, seriously.
Right now, they're actually writing a hypocritical right now with Lucky being caught in the same
thing. Him being in the Interpol doing his dangerous work, so he shouldn't be around kids either.
I know.
Yeah, and the whole...
I'm surprised they're not scared with that because that would totally bring Jason into the mix if he totally gets too deep into it, which maybe that's what's going to happen, you know, from what I've been reading and that. He might be bringing them to Port Charles or whatever, and then Jason's totally
now he's supposed to kidnap Brenda.
Yeah.
So now he's got to go back to Port Charles to do all, and they bring
Actually, they still think she's in Rome, so they don't know that she's in Port Charles.
So he's
got
to go to Rome first.
Yeah,
apparently
he's
going
to go to Rome
first. And
so I'm so liking this Lucky and Siobhan thing.
Yeah.
I'm liking it. I haven't looked forward to a couple in a while on the show. I'm not saying something for Jenna.
As long as he stays away from Liz, and Nick can have Flynn, and Lucky can have Saban, and leave Liz the hell alone. Let her graze.
Oh my gosh, I know.
Back because they have done nothing but railroad that poor girl since they've all done this.
And now it seems like Carly texts me at work sometimes. She's like, oh, the DeSamer fans are melting. They're really bagging on Brenda now or something. Because, I mean, Brenda's in the storyline. And, you know, and she's...
I want to know how Dante and her got so close.
I want to know how far
they went to being close. If they slept together or if they've, I want to know the whole story.
Yes.
This bullshit that they've been pulling this for so long and behind the scenes crap.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to ask. How in the hell does Zach know about what's going on with Patrick and Robin, but Sunny and Jason doesn't?
Sunny knew.
Sunny knew
because when she went to talk to him about Brenda, he said, I apologize for not being there for you when all that was happening.
Oh, okay.
But Jason needs to know. He's taking care of Brenda's crap. Why would he need to worry about
that?
he's got enough on his plate taking care of the women in his life.
Yeah. Well, I'm just waiting for Sunny to go to Patrick and say, you know, you promised you were never going to hurt her,
they're not going to do that. They're gonna keep him with the Claire and Brenda and all the debacle there, and
they're
separate from that.
I was watching Claire the other day. And for a moment, I thought it was Brenda. And I'm like, you know, people, you know, you soon try to get all these Vanessa Moshe lookalikes, not I mean, people say, oh, Vanessa and Kelby look so much alike.
They
do. But I don't see it. Then someone said Robin and Sam looks alike. Okay, I don't really see that. Does anyone else see that?
No.
Well, I'm glad we made this for an hour now. Because, yeah, I hope Susie is okay.
She's probably got things to do. She probably has plans.
Well,
she should have been on by now. So.
Yeah, and then, I just wanted to remind you, everyone, that Glee Radio is on tomorrow night from 9 to 10 West Coast time. And I just got another follow on Twitter, you guys. Wow. Tia, why are you being so quiet?
Oh, I was reading, I was reading on CW's, going on to the message board for Vampire Diaries, and it said here something interesting that I kind of thought about General Hospital. It says here, because there's a strong vocal fan base for Damon and Elena, and they know that people know that. It says they definitely hear you guys. That one of the producers loves reading fans' tweets, recaps, and reviews about each episode. And so I'm thinking, too bad General Hospital didn't know that either, that they could go and read what people want and what we're shouting for and everything. Because, and that's why, and on Vampire Diaries, they're together. They have this chemistry and, you know, they're building it slowly, even though Damon's a real bad guy. And right now, Elena hates him right now for snapping her brother's neck, but he had that ring on, so he came alive again. But because of the fact that he even had the audacity to break his neck, she kind of hasn't really forgiven him for that. So, but, you know, anyway, we still love him. So, but, I mean, why can't General Hospital people go and read what fans want? You know, isn't that sad? It's like only Primetime knows, caters to the fans, all of the fans.
Well, yeah, the Primetime is smarter.
Well, I should say only one show, General Hospital. I should say only General Hospital is the only one that really doesn't cater to all of the fans. Because if they did, the show would be a whole lot different.
True.
Why is it that I just don't, every time I read a spoiler or spoomer about Jason and Sam, I'm thinking it's totally like spins because the way that it, and I'm just sometimes get sick and tired of even reading about Jason and Sam. I mean, come on. And then when you read these, the spelling's all off. You know, they didn't even know. And then the wording is like the way they word it. Like, you got to need to take grammar school. Go back to grammar school or something. And then there's a spoiler out there that Siobhan gets killed. And I'm, like, thinking, she hasn't even had time to get a following. Why all of a sudden is she going to get killed? And supposedly she gets killed. And then Lucky gets revenge because she got killed and supposedly gets killed in Sunny's crossfire. So it was meant for Sunny or something. And then Lucky's going to get revenge and then on the mob or whatever. And I'm like thinking, that is so, so spinned. I mean, really.
Yeah, but, you know, a lot of our chance has been always like bringing over from DD. And I'm thinking, why in the fuck would you do that? Because
and why in the fuck would they want to kill off a character that even because I'm liking her right now. And if they were totally to kill her off, I think I totally would not want to watch it anymore. I'd go on YouTube or something like Bridget does, just YouTube it and see if anything's going to happen with our couple.
Well, you know what? I feel like our couple.
I would hate for them to do that, really. Because I like Siobhan. She's a kick-ass character. She's today when Lucky kissed her, and she kind of knew that he was only doing it so that way she wouldn't say, you know, that so she wouldn't, you know, go to the Balkan and, you know, whatever, and like say that he's an undercover cop or whatever, working for Interpol or something. And so she knew that he was playing her, so she punched him in the gut. I thought that was funny. Oh, man.
Okay, well, we lost Bridget. She got dropped off.
Oh. Fucking shit, Bridget. What happened? Okay, oh. I got to... Okay, sorry, people, but this is how we talk all the time to each other. So if we say
yeah,
it's because that's practically part of our language now. You know,
yep.
I sometimes I don't even realize I'm saying it when I'm talking to, like, 11-year-old niece. I'll be in my car, and I accidentally said the word, and she'll be like, Terry, did you just say what you said? I'm like, no, what did I say? And she's like, yes, and I'm like, really, I did? So.
I said the B word, Brian Pham's grandma, and I wasn't even, my grandma was in the car.
Who just tuning in right now, she said, or since the beginning of the show, she called when she was calling me at work. I was on the phone with her at work. She's in the car with her grandma, and she goes, you bitch, to me in front of her grandma. And I'm like, what the heck did you just do in front of her grandma? I mean, we talk crazy all the time to each other, so a bitch is like hi or whatever when you say
yeah,
hey,
this has become like hi.
You, I love you, friend, or whatever. So it doesn't mean anything because we cuss all the time. But I don't think ever since I met Carly, I've never cussed so much in my life.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We have another call. Yay, we have two.
Okay.
Hello, Bridge.
Yes, I got dropped from Skype for some reason. This stupid thing.
I am 7-4, you are on mail.
Hey, Carly, it's Allie.
Hey, how are you?
Right now, but I recognize you from some show, right? Was it the Glee show or something or what? Or what? Did you call in before or no? I'm okay. We get so many callers. Okay, Carly, where am I? Remember her from?
I called in from Liaison.
Oh, okay, yeah, the Liaison.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. I'm sorry. I call into so many shows. It's like everybody sounds the same.
Well, I co-host, too, the one besides my own. So I don't remember name and face, but I do remember Allie. So, Allie, are you happy or mad or pissed off with any of our folks? And, yeah, you can say the F word if you need to because... That's like on your favorite word.
Yeah, I don't know. I wish that daytime was as good as listening to primetime fans.
I know, really. That's what I agree too. I mean, it seems like the people on primetime, like the writers and the producers, people, they actually read people.
I know.
And
actually, they got more to lose on nighttime than they do on daytime.
Yeah,
because
they do.
Because if they don't get the ratings
That's
at night,
true.
They're out of there. I mean, they're history.
Yeah.
Look at how three new shows were canceled. I mean, within the 2 weeks.
Yeah, they were not on for that long.
If you suck it up, you're out of there.
Yeah.
With daytime,
since
Disney owns all three shows, they don't give a shit. They'll just keep... Run it into the ground till it disappears.
But I'm thinking that they better give a shit soon because
that
show
that's
is
money in their pockets. That's just I mean, how much money are you going to lose in demos and fans not watching before they get a hint and open their freaking eyes?
Yeah,
hey,
Allie,
what do you think of the spoilers out there? Spoomers about Sam being pregnant with Jason's kid.
I will be so upset.
Me too.
Allie, don't believe it. Don't believe it. It's one of those stupid, let's cause trouble spoilers because...
Why even put that out there?
Well, and the thing is, it's supposed to lead into
October. It's so hypocritical for that to be out there because, so, he can have a baby with Sam, yet he can't have a baby with Liz. I mean, come on. That, you know, it's like... Favoring one, well, that's what they want. They want to favor Sam and Jason because they're together. But you know, I can't stand reading those spoilers. It makes me sick.
I can't either.
If that were to truly happen on this show, I think I'd totally get rid of the show off my DVR forever. if they were to even go there with that.
Yeah, I think I if they end up doing that, then I will have to say goodbye.
I know, yeah.
In the hospital and be like, I'll catch, like, little glimpses of it on YouTube or something.
Yeah.
I'm tired of it. I mean, I've waited for Jason and Liz for so long.
Yeah, and, you know, Lay Vaughn is coming, you guys. We just
I was telling Carly this today. I go, I have never been invested in a couple.
Yeah.
Since I've been or even prime time. I've never been in a couple for, I've never, you know.
Oh, Christy, you're on the air too.
Oh, you're on the air too? Okay.
Hi, girl.
Hey.
There.
I'm right there with you, you know. Like, I don't know why the writers are doing 10 years back and forth with one couple that's insane, and you
have
a couple and they have a kid? Come on, seriously?
I know.
Yeah.
You've let Jason be together like 3 times.
I know.
Yeah.
God, I know.
Oh, Christy, I did Glee Radio at the beginning of the show. I was so happy that I remembered to do that. I am very proud of myself now.
Did you mention our special guest tomorrow night?
No, I didn't. I was waiting for you to do that.
Tomorrow night. Oh, okay. Well, anyone who likes Glee, which, if you don't like Glee, something must be wrong with you. And you must not watch it because it's freaking awesome. The guy, Rod Remington, who guest starred in a few episodes last season, is going to be on my show tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Pacific, right after everyone on the West Coast watches Glee. So,
and it's nice that Christy moved it to the 9 o'clock time for all the West Coast people to see it.
Yes, I did.
Oh, Christy, did you watch it? Did you watch last week's about the, you know, his father?
Cherry, we were fucking on the air talking about it.
What? Did you just come
to
last
week?
Okay, then I'll keep my mouth fucking shut then.
Okay.
No,
you are Jerry, you and I were co-hosting last week, like we were talking about. You called in saying how moved you were and how you cried and you made the apple pie.
That was so sad. Oh, yeah. It's funny how I kind of almost wanted to change my eating habits because in the beginning of the episode, he wanted his father to eat healthy, and his father goes, where's my Slim Jim and Coke? And I'm thinking, I have soda in the morning, too, and things that I shouldn't eat in the morning, and I'm sitting there eating. I had just eaten some fries at McDonald's, and I have these apple pies, and I just got done. As I was watching it, I was in the process of eating apple pie.
So much
and
more
like,
money
oh, my gosh. And then his father has a stroke, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, man, I need to start eating healthy again.
But we can't do that until November 1st, people, because we are playing Monopoly.
It what? Oh, yeah, it's a play Monopoly.
Monopoly.
I need one more glue.
I need one more glue.
$1 million. But that's like trying to win the lottery, though. Every time I get
you know
a glue
if
same
I get
blue
something
one.
For free, like food-wise, I'll be happy. That'll make it my money's worth. As long as I get something for free out of it, which I haven't
I
yet.
Know.
And I've played 2 or 3 times, and I'm starting to get a little pissed. Because usually by the second or third time, I get something for free. So, come on, McDonald's. Give me my free stuff.
Did you guys hear the latest Hollywood split up, who this split up, has anyone heard about Courteney Cox and David Arquette split up?
I was just reading about that.
Yeah.
I just read about that on Yahoo, like, 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, I mean, that one took me by surprise. I mean, I don't know why. It looked to me by surprise, but they just seem so solid, I guess. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
So
They've been together for so long.
Yeah, people, that's no. After one people split up, it's going to be another split. The split is like death comes in threes.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you live? Because I'm just curious. Yeah.
Where do I live?
Do you have, yeah.
In Ohio.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, I've always wanted to go there. I don't know why. It just seems so fascinating. I don't know. It seems like fascinating to me for some reason. I don't know why.
Well, there's nothing here.
There's nothing in Seattle, too. You know, I don't get why everything has to close down at 11 o'clock. I really don't get that.
Hey, so I go to Australia, and things close. Everything closes at, like, 5 o'clock. I went there when I was there back. Oh, God, when was I there? Like in 06.
2007?
Yeah, things closed down at, like, 5 o'clock. And I'm like, really? Me and my niece were like, you're kidding me. The shops close on Thursday nights is the only night that they have things open until 8 o'clock. It's like their shopping day or something. And I'm like, man, the pubs, of course, are open however long, you know, to like 2, 3 in the morning or whatever. But it's so boring there. You have to, like, do your shopping way early in the afternoon or something.
Yeah, here in Ohio, like, I'm in a small little town, and everything closes at 8.
Really?
Yes, the only thing that's open is Walmart.
Oh, wow.
I love Walmart. Walmart, whenever I go Walmart, I mean, I love Walmart, but whenever I go Walmart, I think, it's so less expensive. You can buy more, and then you're buying more than you do have a dream of buying more. And so when you get to the sex stand, you're thinking, this is not going to be good. This is not going to be good. And what happens? It's not good.
Yeah. We just went there, a little bit ago, and we just went in there for, like, shampoo, and we spent
$40. Oh, you can't go in there for one thing. It's impossible. You ever try to go to Walmart for one thing? It never happens that way.
I know.
Unless you're in a real rush. Unless you're, like, pressed for time or something, and you have to just run in and run out, you never go in there for just one thing. Does not work out that way. You guys should go to the Save-A-Lot stores because we have that here in the South, and it actually saves you more money than Walmart.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Because we have Walmart and Target here, but I don't know. I love going to Target. Target is like a bad, because Target in the mall, but outside the mall, the same place is Bath and Body Works. And I'm like, so going to Target and Bath and Body Works in one day for me is really, really a stupid idea.
Yeah. Target is, let's see, there's a Target, but it's like an hour and a half away from me. That's the closest Target.
Well, yeah, I mean, do you guys have Costco there? I don't know why I'm asking that, but I'm...
Costco, yeah, Costco's popular here, California.
I don't have one here in New Orleans. I had one in Wilmington, North Carolina, but not here.
Every time I hear the name Wilmington, I think of Dawson's Creek, Christy. That's
weird.
Yeah, Dawson's Creek. I miss Dawson's Creek. It was a big Dawson's Creek.
I miss Dawson's Creek, too.
Do you know, though? I was so wanted to pay a Joey and Dawson to get together. I was waiting for the, I mean, I remember when it first, the first aired, and then when it came on to the summer, when the summer came, and me and my nieces were talking about it all summer, like, Pacey, I mean, Joey and Dawson better get together or whatever, and then all of a sudden, I fell in love with Pacey and Joey. I don't know what happened to me.
I know, that's how I was too.
I was like, that's like me loving Liz and Jason. All of a sudden, I don't. I was like, oh, my God.
Okay, that's not even funny.
Now I like Gossip Girl. I don't know what happened. I think I was just on YouTube the other day, and because somebody in chat a while ago was asking about Gossip Girl, and they were talking about Nate and Serena, so...
The first three seasons were good, and then after that I was like, what? Really? Like, the first two and a half seasons. Like, I really liked Chuck and Blair, but then they got really boring, and I was like, this sucks.
I could see why a lot of, I started watching, when it first came on, I checked it out, but then it looked too teenage-y for me, you know, but now I'm, like, liking it now, so I don't know what's wrong with me. I guess I'm a kid at heart.
Yeah, but, I never read Gossip Girl.
What's that?
You know, one show I tried getting into?
What?
One Tree Hill.
That you don't like Gossip Girl?
Gossip Girl, One Tree Hill, they don't interest me at all.
Oh, they don't? Okay.
No, I tried. I watched one episode. That was all. I couldn't even get through it.
Yeah.
I used to like One Tree Hill, but I stopped watching it after the third season or something.
Allie, what primetime TV shows did you like?
Let's see. Primetime TV. I like The Vampire Diaries.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am definitely a Damon and Elena fan.
Me too. Yeah.
And let's see, I watched the Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, did you know I missed it tonight? Did anything happen?
I think let's see, who did I really like? Someone who did the tango. They did really well. I forget the couple now.
Was it Jennifer Grey?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
She did really, really good.
I think she has this in the bag. I don't know why, but I don't know. If something is telling me that she has it. I mean, I could be wrong. I really think, you know, that would be good for her. And, you know, I mean, when she did that dirty dancing, oh, my God, I thought that was so beautifully done.
Yeah, I agree. I put bets on her the first day that I saw her dance. I was like, I think she'll be it.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, God, who was I watching the other? Oh, Ralph Rose Henderson. I guess it's doing okay, I guess. I mean, yeah.
They did the rumba tonight, and I'm telling you what, I thought it was so horrible. I think it was too inappropriate for their ages.
Oh, okay.
They tried
to do a lot of
newfangled thing and show a lot of skin and be sexy. It just wasn't sexy. It was
Did you watch Grace or any of those, like Grace or Private Practice?
I watched Grace.
I love Grace.
Yeah.
Grace is like, when it's Thursday, I get really, really happy. I'm like, Grace, Private Practice. Now, another one's Extreme Makeover from like a couple of weeks ago, and that show makes you cry. Like, I was crying, like, okay, you're not going to make me cry. You're not going to be making me cry. I'm going to be heartless. That's the one that you be heartless, people. And what soaps are you watching right now, Allie?
I watch One Life and General Hospital. Those are the only two.
Okay. Well, we have, like, 4 minutes.
As of right now, General Hospital sucks big time, but, you know.
Oh my God, but One Life to Live, okay. I hate Eli. Eli is a little psycho little bastard.
I agree.
How can they do that? They bring a character on the show, because I liked Eli in the beginning. He seemed like a really nice guy, and it was nice to refresh. It was a refreshing thing to see Blair with a nice guy. And then all of a sudden, they turned him, did a 180-degree thing, and they turned him into this evil bastard that I want to see killed on the show.
Yeah.
Man. And then I love Danny and Todd's relationship.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. Even though she should be like 6 years old, Danny, but still, you know, that was kind of a bit of a controversy how they aged her, because she should be younger than Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there was even, Jack even said something really funny about,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
the whole,
like, yeah.
Yeah, he did. He goes.
Yes.
I thought you'd be younger than me or something. It was funny.
Yeah.
Now
hey,
from Guiding Light to One Life to Live now. Now Kim Zimmer is on there now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's supposed to be more coming on.
Really? Okay.
Yes, at all. Yeah, I don't remember who, but yeah, you're right. I just want to say before we get cut off, people, that in about 2 weeks, I'm going to be very happy, and I think so is Christy, because the Taylor Swift album comes out. And I want my Taylor Swift album now. So if anyone can make it October 26th for me, or 25th, that would be very nice, people. Because I'm really looking forward to it. Oh. What was it? So, but no, I thought, you know, this week, Danny and Tia did, Tia find the mom. I mean, Danny find the mom.
And what was with that storyline with her dying? Was it because she was doing other things? Because I know she did a guest on Blue Bloods, which she starred in on the other night.
Oh, we love.
And
yeah, supposedly she wanted to leave for to do other things. I think she even had, like, a part in a movie or something.
She did? Oh, okay. I hope she doesn't decide to leave like she did last time for 6 years. She totally left and... It was a big pot in Taya fan when Roger Howells was in the row, but
yeah.
But I hope she doesn't.
You know, I hope he doesn't come back. I hope Roger Howells. I mean, I don't know how
Roger
you guys.
Roger Howells did decide to come back. I think he'd play another role. I don't think, because they can't do it anyway, because it's already established. Because the court scene, or the scene when they did the whole when kidnapped Todd and they recreated the whole rape, but they went to the dorm, and who was it that kidnapped Todd? His cousin, or Vicky's cousin? He was the lord too, right? He was gang raped too, and so they recreated that, and he remembered everything. And so, I mean, how can they make him un-Todd? Because he says everything that Todd did in the courtroom too, and they had all that the courtroom stuff, and he remembered everything that happened. So, I mean. They can't do that, go back there. Well, you never know with writers.
Yeah. I hope they don't.
Well, we have 90 seconds for our first time. We have 60 seconds until we go off live feed. But we will be able to talk to everyone until we get kicked off or tired of talking, because blog talk sometimes is really nice to us, but then blog talk hates us sometimes. But, Allie, I hope you come back on Wednesday night. I mean, yeah, we all have you on now. Our next show is Wednesday night. People, tune in. And if you don't, then it's on your hands.
He does.
I'll try.
Is Bridget?
But I can start my new job next week, so we'll see.
God, that's what I'm looking for.
Well, good luck with the job. I mean...
I know, it's like, it's trying to find another part-time job. It's hard out there, even to work like a...
Yeah, it is.
Even working like
crazy.
A retail, like for a Macy's or for
apply,
like a...
Apply.
Well, I applied online at Macy's because they're like, over 200 jobs. even it was on the news too. My sister was telling my niece Tanya about it, her daughter. And so I went online to Macy's.com and I filled out the application. I put in my work experience. I did the questionnaire. The next day, they send me an email saying, unfortunately, your qualifications and skills don't match. And I'm like thinking, they didn't even have time to look at my application. And so I called Human Resources and they said, I was asking, why is this? And they're like, well, you based on your questionnaire, you don't match or whatever. It goes on your questionnaire. So basically you're saying to me this person that has 5 years or so experience is going to be overlooked for a person who passed the questionnaire. And it's ridiculous. So most of the applications you fill out, you have to fill out one of those questionnaires. So basically I'm going to have to lie my ass off on those questionnaires now and be not honest with them. And they say before you answer the questions, be careful because there's people that they'll know how you're answering them, you know, whatever. If you're trying to answer them a certain way, we'll know it or whatever. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Shoot. So it's best to get an application where you have to fill out and return it to the stores instead of the questionnaires.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like the idea of the questionnaire. Oh, did you guys hear that Miley Cyrus, like some parents are up in arms about Miley Cyrus now, like because he's way too sexy, I guess.
Well, she just came out with a new music video, and it is kind of racy.
Didn't that's what happened to Britney Spears, too, remember? She was one of those, like, a good girl, and then all of a sudden she just started making videos that were kind of, like, inappropriate or something. Isn't that kind of what happened to Britney Spears, too?
Yeah.
Well, I think Britney came out inappropriate.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's
well,
true. Yeah.
I mean,
she was on Glee, too. She was on the episode of Glee, like, a bit part in Glee, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Ever after it.
No, I mean, I just, no, my niece is sort of like Miley. And my
girl, too, on the Disney Channel, and all these little girls look up to her, and then she goes and does all this stuff. She's catering now for, like, the adult people or something.
What was you going to say?
I was going to say, I can see, like, her, you know, branching out, and she's not, you know, such the little tween that we used to know, but...
Yeah.
I mean, I think I saw part of the video, and it's like her on a bed rolling around, half-clothed.
Wow.
I mean, showing a lot more skin than what is she, like a 16, 17-year-old?
She's like 17 or something, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I can see she's like 20, but, I mean, she's still a teenager.
I know.
Yeah, my nieces. But, you know, wanted to go, and my dad stupidly said, you know, we'd see him, whatever. And then, you know, he called me and said, oh, can you call and see how much Miley tickets are? And I called, and in Seattle, they were over $400 to $600.
Yeah.
Bridget, you are still here, right?
Yeah.
Oh, she is there. Okay, I didn't notice your name on here, so it's like, is she still here or what? Okay. Bridget's been quiet. What's going on, Bridget?
Yeah, what's going on, Bridget?
I'm letting y'all talk.
Okay. Bridget, so,
I'm busy on the computer, as usual.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I was reading stuff about, like, Vampire Diaries, there was an article from Kevin Williamson and Julie Peck about, is Damon worthy of Elena and everything, and there's a big, big following for Damon and Elena, so. And they're hearing us on the tweets and recaps and reviews, but.
Well, that's good.
I guess
that's
because of the bad guy and what he did to her brother, they're kind of like, it's going to take her a long time to actually forgive that. So they're kind of doing it slow, I guess, for them. And supposedly he's going to sleep with somebody this year. I don't know who. They're not saying who he's going to have sex with. Okay, now what is it with Tyler? Is it Tyler the werewolf and Catherine?
No, it's Mason.
I'm sorry, Mason.
Mason's
Tyler's
the werewolf.
Okay,
yeah.
Mason. Yeah. Okay. So basically, she's using him for something to get that stone, huh?
But what I don't get is that they had a flashback and it showed that Catherine was in Mystic Falls.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was back whenever, before he became an actual werewolf,
he
first killed them.
Yes.
She was there.
Okay. Yeah, because remember he said that in order to become a werewolf, you have to kill somebody, and Catherine knew that, and when he had killed that person, he was, you know, all upset, and then she hugged him and could see the little grimace on her face, like that's what she wanted to happen.
Yeah, but what I don't get is that Jenna went to school with Mason. So how is it that Jenna doesn't know who Catherine is? And, like, there was an Elena double walking around?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Was it during when he was, okay, I'm going to have to go back and watch
it. Was whenever he was in high school.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's true too, huh?
Yeah, I don't get that.
There's a lot of people that are in the dark in that show, like her and, well, actually, the mother of what's her name now, knows that she's a vampire now. I was waiting for her to find out. She doesn't want to have anything to do with her daughter now anymore.
Well, I think that Damon's going to erase her memory.
You think so? I thought he was going to do that last week, but no, he didn't.
Well, we have to wait for the Vervain to work out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I want to know what's Catherine's plan. I want to know what she has in store. I have a feeling she's going to try to get rid of Elena, if you ask me. It's all got to do with Elena, I'm thinking.
Well, yeah, and
I for Damon. All these years, these decades, whatever, centuries, he was in love with Catherine. And all these years. And then to find out that she never truly loved him, I felt so sorry for him, you know? But then again, I'm like, well, now he could, with Elena, though, to be so different, because now he knows that she could actually, you know, that she wouldn't be using him. If she falls for him, then he'll know it's real or something. I don't know. I mean, it's just funny to see her play a bad Catherine.
It is. And I really like the show. For some odd reason, it just got me. And
I know, me too.
I was drawn in.
And every time it comes on, I watch it, and then the next thing I know, the hour is over.
Yeah.
You know? I'll be fast-forwarding through my TV. I'm like, it's already over. We're already at the end.
Yeah, and I actually I DVR the episode, and I will watch it again.
Yeah, me too. I don't think it's going to be on this week, though. I don't think it's coming back until next
week. No, it's not coming back until next week.
Damn it. Shoot.
They do that with some shows, like, where I hate you guys, and during the Thanksgiving and Christmas time, they're never in new shows. And I'm like, I hate that, because, I mean, I guess the studio is awesome. Why do you guys always have to do reruns during the Christmas, Thanksgiving holiday?
Well, because most shows go on hiatus when they have that. I know. They start going on hiatus in, like, November, even October or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why I like the shows that, like, 24 used to come on. They used to do where it would come on in October, and then it would have repeats, but then they got, and then they started doing come back in January, where they have no repeats. It would be on from the time it comes on in January to the end. And I kind of like that, but then I have to wait till January to watch a lot of the shows then.
Yeah.
You think, like, American Idol is like that. I don't think anymore. Because the fucking...
I was going to ask anyone. Is the new one really going to watch American Idol?
I mean,
maybe.
That show's kind of gone downhill now. I mean, after Paula left and... bringing in what the other does, and then Simon is what made the show. So I don't think the show's going to do any good without him. Is Bridget still on?
Yeah, Bridget should still be on. Yeah, Bridget, Christy, you and I and Allie.
There's another show that I've got hooked up on. Man, I can't believe it. I did. It's called Law and Order UK. It's set in London, and I'm like, now I'm in love with another show. I have to make room for another show on my DVR.
Yeah. I miss my DVR.
Is because there's a guy from his name is Jamie Bander. He's from the Battlestar Galactica show, which I loved, and he's on that. And it's funny watching him from an American accent to his real British accent. He's so hot in his British accent.
Oh my god!
I have watched shows because of the actors. It seems like too. I like an actor.
You know, that's a good reason to, like, watch or so.
Did anybody, I saw that movie, Life as We Know It, this weekend is so cute.
Oh, my God,
it's like a good movie.
Did you see it?
Oh, and Katherine Heigl, oh my God, so hilarious. There was, like, a scene in the movie, the whole theater was, like, laughing. She had, like, shit on her face. She's walking down the stairs with shit on her face, like, poop, and Josh Duhamel's character didn't tell her. She had it on her face. She kind of embarrassed her with that, and the whole neighborhood practically saw the shit on her face. But
even though I haven't seen it, and if I miss it, I know I'm buying. I don't care, Josh Duhamel. I'm buying the damn DVD because I love Josh Duhamel.
I think I'd rather watch a movie because I did that once. I went to buy a DVD without having watched a movie. And I regretted doing it because it wasn't that great of a movie. I forgot what movie it was that I had bought.
But you told me.
Okay, well, if I told you, then I guess.
And you know, people, it's like $9 to go to a matinee here. I mean, come on, people. $9. That's not fair.
I know it's highway
nine. Wrong. And highway robbery to make it that much. I mean, come on. It's wrong.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I know. It's like a movie now is a very, very expensive treat.
I know, yeah.
Yeah.
And on top of that, you got to pay extra $14 for popcorn and, like, drinks or something.
I was going to go get
popcorn and a medium popcorn and a small soda. And it was going to be, like, $7. And I'm sitting there thinking, I'm going to go eat after. I might as well just save my money to go eat something. And it cost me just as much to eat. And I didn't get the popcorn and soda, which I'm glad I didn't.
I sneak it in.
Are you, Carly?
What?
I thought I was on mute. Like, no one was listening to me. What was that you said? I thought I was on mute because I said before, like, I'm in Life as We Know It. Like, I'm an extra in it last year.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's right. You
told.
You
extra in the movie? Is that what you just said? You were an extra in the movie?
Yeah,
I'm in the airport team with
Josh Duhamel at the end.
Really?
I don't know. They might have edited me out. I haven't seen it yet. So I'm like walking either
with a no-hand or behind him. I think I would have paid too much
attention
to the Well, yeah, okay, because that was the ending of the movie, the airport scene.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Okay, now when I go see the movie again, I'll be looking for you, Christy, okay?
Okay, wait. You're going to go see the movie again.
You're in a pink shirt?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's weird.
Either behind him or in front of him, he puts his bag for the scanner thingy, and then he, like, answers a phone call or something. And, like, yeah, he, like, I don't know. He, like, walks in front of me, behind me. They filmed it, like, two different ways. So
okay.
I'm not sure. Like, they could totally cut me out because, you know.
Oh,
God.
Wow, Christy, so you were in close vicinity with Josh Duhamel, huh?
I was in the team. I walked in front of him or behind him. It's very exciting.
Oh, my gosh. I think I would have been awestruck. I think I would have just died on the floor, you know?
Me too.
So damn cute.
I love you guys.
And the thing was, I was never a big Leo and Greenleaf fan either, so, but...
Me love Leo.
I wasn't a Leo and Greenleaf fan. I don't know why, but
I was a Leo fan,
but I just wasn't a Greenleaf and Leo fan. So.
Yeah, I was. When he died, you guys, Graham, that's all. I was just like, oh my God, I was in tears. I was not okay with my kill Leo off. I was screaming at the TV. It was not a pretty sight.
I did the same thing.
I'm like, you know, and that's why I didn't have my TiVo back then, because I would say the episode, even though the episode probably made me cry. There was one episode that I never saved, and now I'm glad I didn't. Because when the Leyvon breakup thing, I never saw the breakup scene. I refused not to watch it because of my little bubble. They never broke up. But this summer when someone came and visited me, I saw it. And to me, that's not a breakup.
When I showed you that scene, it was like, that was not a breakup. Because they didn't love each other. It was because they were protecting Jake. And
no.
Their whole storyline back then, every time they broke up, it had nothing to do with Jason. Nothing to do with him. It was the outside forces. You know, and Liz was willing to give it a shot with him, knowing the danger and knowing that Jason could protect them. But no, it's because Sam had to do all that crap, and it was Lucky and Sam that brought in the Russians the second time and kidnapped.
Yeah.
And I don't understand. I'll never for the life of me understand what the writers thought to have Sam rescue Jake with Jason. It wasn't even her kid. So why have hit her? Oh, to whitewash her and for Jason to forgive her. Oh, yeah, that was really nice for us.
Yeah.
And then Liz kind of has that little breakdown and everything. And the poor kid had been through enough. They really needed to have him.
You know what, Jan?
And then ABC message board. She goes by as Alexa Sam fan, and I think she posted on that message board something that Jake should have been blown to pieces on there, and that got cut off right away though. And she is so delusional, that person. She just totally spins everything. She so goes by DD spoilers. They're like the Bible to her. And then she goes by what Steve Burton says, that, oh.
And it happens the time Steve Burton.
Yeah, and they say things because Steve Burton, you know, I'm sure he's got to be very careful of what he says, you know, whatever. So, I mean, he got in trouble the last time with saying something in an article or something. I think both him and Becky did, I think.
I think he got in trouble for his comedy show.
Oh, did he? Really?
Because he favors Jason and Elizabeth.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yep.
Surprise.
Mm-hmm.
In his show. I mean, I know he talks a lot about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then this person goes on saying, oh, Steve Burton doesn't want it. He doesn't want Liz and Jason and together, whatever. He really wants Sam and Jason. He really likes the story. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, she's really biased. Because she's only hearing what she wants to hear, you know? And
yep.
I'm like, gosh.
Listen to him closely. He likes both actresses.
Yeah.
But he doesn't think that Jason and Elizabeth got the right storyline that they should have.
Yeah, they did.
Yep.
Oh, gosh. So
you know, I just feel like they will.
I think also because he's been acting with her since, like, 1999, and he's been there with us all along, and I'm not surprised that he feels more towards Liz and Jason, because he's been in that, it's been a storyline that should have been told a long, long, long time ago, and everything, and to cater to the other fan base when there's such a big following of MJ that I'll never understand.
Yeah. And Allie, you seem so young. How old are you?
I'm 22.
You know,
How long have you been a fan of Liz and Jason then? When did you start watching them?
I've been watching the show since I was 9.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You kind of watched them like from the beginning too, kind of like when they were met at Jake's and everything and the fire.
I fell in love as soon as, you know, she went and said that she can only see the wind with him.
Yes. Oh, my God. I know. Such beautiful dialogue that they have together, beautiful scenes. You know, it's like, I just don't get it. Why? There could be so much potential for this couple. I mean, you need to just let go of the danger aspect. I mean,
you know what? Danger is 24 hours a day. Danger is when, accidentally lit the house on fire. I mean, come on.
I was actually liking the fact that when the scab rider was writing for them, when the house got on fire, and when he was rescuing her from Diego, from the car thing, it was such a nice thing to see him finally rescuing her again after years. Because I remember every time he went to rescue her, like in the crypt and everything, and I just loved how he was like, you know, just rescuing a damsel in distress, you know, and I can't stand when he goes after Sam. I just wish he would have let her die or something in the thing.
What I loved about the Metro Code was Sam tried to be the little hero by going and jumping off the bucket off the roof and telling everyone, oh, there's a bomb. And I'm thinking, okay, how are they going to do this? Because, you know, Carly and Sunny and Jason and Elizabeth are all now, you know, I was kind of having my little heart thing. And then when Sunny scooped up Carly and Mayweather and Jason found Liz.
Right in his arms. That was such a good moment. I love that.
I remember that moment because it was like one of the best moments. And I'm like, you know, and then when she said, oh, by the way, and you know what, Elizabeth never really lied to Jason about Jake. It's not like Jason walked up to her one day and goes, is that my son you're carrying?
Yeah. He even said that in the elevator scene. He goes, well, I never even went out and asked you if he was my son or anything. So he forgave her.
Carly's word.
Yeah, and he understood that, but he thought maybe she was scared of him or something about having Jake in their lives, and it had nothing to do with that. What did she say it had to do with that? People just assumed that Jake was Lucky's anyway, everybody assumed that Carly came to the assumption that it was Lucky's son he did, so she just essentially thought, you know, maybe...
I think even Sunny thought that Jake was Lucky.
She was right there with opening up the envelope, too. And she even went to go tell Jason... And then Carly was there, and when Jason wasn't, Carly automatically assumed, too. So I guess that assumption, she just kept it as that. And she was going to tell him, but because everybody else thought what they wanted to think, so... And then Jason, of course, didn't flat out ask her if it was his or not.
Exactly. So back in my eyes, Liz did not lie to him because, you know, and she was just fully allied, you know, ask... You know, what is the truth? She never lied. And when people bring that up, I get so mad. I wanted this pencil.
You
know what makes me mad? Whenever people think that Liz kept the truth quiet because Jason is too dangerous.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
He kept it quiet because Lockie was on drugs.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yep.
He was, he was on drugs. And it wasn't, and Jason, you know, it's not like Liz and people, the other fan base says, oh, it's all Liz's fault. She told him to keep quiet. But no, Jason could have said something. She did. It's not like she put a gun to his head and said, can you please keep it quiet? She just went to him and was just begging. It's not like she knew that he could have said something. You know, she just kept trying to enforce him that it's better if nobody knows. And so, I mean, it was ultimately his choice and his choice alone. So basically.
Yeah, well, yeah.
No, and I'm so tired of people saying that she's the one that wanted him to keep his mouth shut. And
no, it wasn't about.
And I'm also tired of people saying, "Oh, she went up 10 flights of stairs to sleep with him. She didn't go 15. There to sleep with him. They always had this connection where they always came to each other to talk and talk through. And actually, she pulled away, and he grabbed her, and that's where that happened. You know. So,
and that's where the night
happened
started.
Three times, right? So.
No. I figured out, and people cannot disagree with me on this because it's my own show. But I believe they had sex once on the couch, once by the couch, in the kitchen, upstairs in the people.
Out in the kitchen. Okay. You mean after he cooked that meal or before the meal that he cooked, right?
Before the meal. Before
like,
because
he was coming down the stairs,
more,
right?
They, okay, they needed more energy to okay. I'm gonna get my Thomas.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay. So Jake could have been conceived either on the couch, in the bedroom, in the kitchen, or on the floor. Okay.
Oh, you know what I hate when people say Linda Burke is a bad mom because they have three babies with three different fathers. Okay. So does Carly, people, and you know I love Carly. And so does Alexis. And you know what? All the men on GH are fathers sometimes different women. I mean, come on, Edgar Coleman, can we say illegitimate children? Two of them or three of them? I don't know, but come on.
She slept with two guys on the same night, two Sunny and then, and she had a paternity test.
Yeah.
So, you know. That fan base is one to judge, you know. And but they wouldn't forget all the bad stuff that Sam has done. Oh, you know, her like helping Jason, you know, rescue Jake. That was part of her forgiveness of him, or for him to forgive her, or something, or whatever. And so
she would have told somebody that she saw Jake being kidnapped. Jason would have never had to rescue Jake.
I know.
Exactly.
If Jason were written into character, there is no way in hell he would have had those two women go off on their own with her kids.
Yeah, come on.
To the damn cabin?
Yeah. I know.
Oh, my God.
Jason ever would have done that. He would have been the first. He would have had Max or Milo. Go.
Yeah, that's what I know.
At least it's not himself.
I know.
But you know what? The idiots, Sam and Lucky were the one that brought the Russian. And let me tell you, if the Russian playing to this next story arc, Jason, please look at your girlfriend. See the slider.
Oh my God.
Not a good person, and I have never done the Lucky and Liz bandwagon because, you know, when I saw Liz on, I'm like, I like that couple. And then when Lucky died, I'm like, I should be mourning Lucky for a moment, but I never did.
I'm like, I liked Lucky when he came on, Jonathan Jackson. I was an Emily and Lucky fan. I liked Emily and Lucky.
Yes, so was I, too. Yeah.
They were kids. I still wanted them to go somewhere with them when they got older. And when he got with Liz, I mean, I understand why people fell in love with him because he helped her through something, but I just I couldn't fall in love with them like that. I mean, I could never get on that bandwagon either. I don't know why. Maybe we knew eventually that Liz and Jason, deep down inside, we knew maybe, I don't know, maybe we had a sixth sense about Liz and Jason or something, maybe, I don't know. But, and then having Jonathan Jackson back right now, it's like we're supposed to forget what Lucky's done in the past, like, time he's been on, not on the show, you know? We're supposed to forget what he's done and everything, and to have him say all that stuff in her face was a very hypocritical moment for the writers to do that.
Yeah, it was, and you know what?
They could have had her easily say, well, what about what you did to me, you know, or something. So it was all on Liz. I mean, come on. And then I felt so bad for her. They were like, she should have just had a damn sign on her, like an A sign on her or whatever, like the Scarlet Letter or something, or they were like, just like throwing stones at her. And Lulu and Carly are ones to, you know, Lulu was one to talk to when what she did with, she slept with Dylan and, you know, and knowing that he was married.
Not pregnant.
Yeah, and had an abortion, which I can understand why she had an abortion. She was very young and all that, and so it was her choice. But, I mean, she was calling the kettle black there, you know. And one thing about Luke I like, he doesn't judge anybody. He does not. He did something horrible in his life, and he's not one to judge anybody for what they do, you know, and all that. And I so loved that storyline with him and Lucky back in the day when Lucky found out that, I think that got him his Emmy, Jonathan's Emmy, one of his last one too, I think.
Yeah.
I loved, if JJ and Emily were going to get together, I would have liked it. And, you know, them bringing in Nicholas, I don't know, it was weird for me.
Nicholas and Emily. I mean, Nicholas and Liz, I don't get what they were thinking.
No,
he really wanted to work with her. I guess he went and asked to work with her, but I had no idea they were going to go there with them. I was a big Nick and Emily fan, too. So in my mind, that was kind of an insult for the Nick and Emily. Her best friend sleep with the man that she loved. That was kind of cruel, you know. I know Emily was gone, and you know, but still, really.
You know.
I think Liz leave Emily's old flames alone.
I know.
Yeah, and you know who else I hate.
Xander. There's Xander and Nicholas. Yeah, I forgot about Xander.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting that even Cameron is Xander's child.
Original
mind that Xander's, that Cameron's Jason's maybe.
That's where my mind goes, You know, I used to not like that name, Xander, you guys. I used to not like it, but then my sister, when she had a baby, his name was going to be Alexander, but somehow we started to call him Xander, and now he's the cutest cherry man.
Well, is it one of your nieces called Annabelle? Isn't it from the dog on the show?
I told her that.
Dog on the show. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I told her that. And she goes, I would name after a dog. I'm like, no, I don't think your parents did that. But I just, you know, thought. And, you know, then I have a little other nephew, you guys, named Eli. And when I was one life to live, I'm like, I'm the name to come up with, people. But no, I didn't like Rebecca.
I actually like some of the soap names that they have on shows. Like, back in the day, I mean, you know, I was even thinking about making the list for future, like, a kid or whatever, you know, I would name him this and that. But since the soaps are dwindling, I don't, you know, go into a name book now and pick names. Yeah, okay.
No.
So, so what if your sister were, since you're going to have another little rugrat around, you know, your sister-in-law, were they thinking of the name Samantha?
Yes.
Okay. You truly hate that name, huh? Samantha.
I actually like that name.
Do you like the name Samantha? It's just shortening it to Sam that's the problem, you know? So, yeah, Sam, Sammy. Samantha's a
Bridget, Christy, I hope you're not leaving you out of this great conversation.
No.
Oh, Christy's still on. Oh, okay. Is Bridget on too? I guess
Bridget?
Not.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's still alive.
We're like in our bubble here. I'm talking. We're the only ones talking.
I know, but people, you guys have to go to McDonald's because, you know, the home and office thing is like, I'm thinking.
That's like,
you know what?
I know I'm playing the Monopoly right now, but that's like trying. It's like trying to win the lottery, really. The only chance you get is to win free food, like I won a McFlurry the other day, so I was able to get a McFlurry or something. But, you know, it's I just need that one park place, and I could win $1 million.
I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Half the freaking America probably needs park place.
I know. Every time I go, I'll get a blue one, and it's the same park place one. It's the same number. And then wouldn't that be sad if you got it, and then all of a sudden it's expired already, you know?
Yeah.
That is not funny. That would be horrible, I think.
No, it would be funny if you got your soda, and then it expired, and then the next day you get it off there and it was too late or something. You know what I mean?
Oh, God, that is
funny. That's funny. That wouldn't be funny if it actually happened, but.
Do you want us to start sending our little.
I know, yeah. Yeah, really. I need one more for $25,000, too, so.
Okay,
yeah.
I need one more
yellow one for $25,000. Like going to play.
Well, one summer, we were, because I used to live in Oregon, and we moved to Seattle, and one summer, when the Monopoly, we had to go at all the fucking McDonald's between Seattle and Oregon, and there were about 12 or 13.
Okay.
And,
oh my God!
It was horrible. It was
horrible. Yeah. Well, can't you just collect them? They're only to hold your place. It's only to hold them. You can still have them, right? And collect them or no? Because has the numbers that you need. It has the numbers, so you could actually just put them in a little envelope, and you don't really need the thing. You don't really need the. Were you talking about the actual map, right? Or the Monopoly game board we're talking about?
My grandma just won all new pieces of the game.
Oh,
and that's why all of us,
have to buy separate things. If you're to go to McDonald's time and every day. I was even thinking to go to McDonald's today and getting a large Coke.
Christy, what kind of cupcakes do you make?
I made chocolate cupcakes with vanilla frosting and Halloween sprinkle.
Oh my God! Now you're making me want to go get a cupcake or something. I have the biggest sweet tooth every day. Every day I have to have something sweet.
Yeah, me too.
I'll do you one better. I made raspberry muffins.
Oh, crap, man.
Ooh.
Really?
Man. Jeez, it's so early. I might just go to get really, raspberry muffins. That sounds good.
Yes, from fresh raspberries.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's the only
like
good thing
really
in Ohio.
From scratch, right?
Yes.
Fresh raspberries. The only thing that I know how to make good from scratch is like a carrot cake. That's the only thing that I really know how to make from scratch.
Guys, she does a really good one, and who cream cheese frosting and the best fucking frosting ever known.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess. I guess I can make just a frosting one day, and that's it. I think my family wants me to make just a frosting one day, and that's it. But the problem with that, I sometimes when I make the frosting, I accidentally add the whole thing of vanilla by accident. So I practically use a whole bottle of vanilla. I think that's the secret.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's the secret. I know I was making it one day here at where I live, and I was pouring the vanilla, and I poured way too much vanilla in it. I was like, oh, my gosh. And but it turned out really good. It turned out really creamy and everything and all that. So, and, yeah. So, and then I'll put the, my
really
little mix of lemon. So some carrot cake left over. And all of a sudden, the frosting's off the cake. And I'm like, I don't want that carrot cake anymore, what's left. I mean, that's the best part is the frosting. And that's why she took the frosting off the cake in the first place.
So I agree.
Yeah. Oh, shoot, yeah.
Well, you know, I make really good Rice Krispies, and one night I got bored one day, and I'm thinking, okay, what if you just put a little brandy in Rice Krispies? What would happen? No, I did. And it was
did
like the best night of my life.
A little bit of a little bit of it in it. Knowing you, you put the whole bottle in it, right?
Well, we only had half. But
I'm surprised you didn't do that while I was there. Snuck it in there, the brandy. I'm surprised you didn't sneak some
because
alcohol.
Because I didn't have any. If I didn't have any,
okay.
If I had some, maybe I would do it. But,
yeah,
but the whole
did.
Night, I was I was, like, happy. I was happy, you guys. And then about 4 o'clock in the morning, after I had, like, one more, I started to feel dizzy. I thought, okay, putting brandy, a lot of brandy in my crispies isn't like the smartest idea. But anyway, it was good.
Alcohol makes everything better.
What's that? Yeah.
My muffins that I made have lemon vodka in it.
What did you make?
The raspberry muffins.
Oh, you put, oh my gosh, really? You put vodka in it?
Ooh,
did you put a lot
okay,
of vodka
I'll
in it? Or just enough to, like, you know,
just a little.
I don't know. Just enough to where you really can't taste it, but you can slightly taste it, right?
Yeah.
Or no?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Okay. Because the last time my dad and my uncle made this trifle a long, long time ago, and they put so much sherry in it, and I could not even enjoy the trifle itself. I go, Dad, what were you thinking? This is nothing but alcohol in this thing. Oh, God. Oh, it was. You could get drunk off of just a bite of the trifle. That's how much sherry there was in it.
Yeah, no, it's just like a teaspoon.
Oh, that's okay, that's not bad.
This coming.
Put more than a teaspoon. No, I'm kidding.
No.
I know,
because
I'm kidding.
It, with lemon flavored and with the tang of the vodka, it brings out the raspberries.
Oh, that sounds so good right now.
Oh.
If you live all the way down in Ohio, I can't
yeah.
Drive
yeah.
My car.
Well, okay, you can come pick me up and then we can go there.
I know what we could do. Once liaison get together, we could, well, people would have to buy a ticket that we could all meet up somewhere in between. I'm kidding. Drive or fly or something, you know, have a big party, get drunk. That they find.
You know what? I'm planning on going out to the GH fan club weekend.
Oh, you are?
Oh,
yes.
Really?
Yes.
When is that? Next summer?
Sometime. Like in May?
Oh, is it in May? Really?
I think.
You're in May. It's in California, right? Is it in California or what?
California.
Oh, wow. Really? You are, huh?
Yeah.
I've never even been to any events of theirs, any type of general hospital event at all. How
well, you should try and come.
I know. Maybe. How much is the ticket? Do you know?
I don't know yet because they like change it every year.
Oh, do they? Okay.
Yeah.
Why, Allie? Like, Allie, once you know.
No, I don't know.
Once you know, can you come on here and, like, let us know?
Yeah,
if I hear anything, I'll definitely let you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean.
I haven't went before.
Oh, okay.
I keep planning to go, but I have never gotten the money all together.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to have to travel.
Yeah.
All the way across the country.
I know. That's dedication for being a fan to do that, you know. And it's sad.
Oh, yeah.
It's sad how we're dedicated. We're willing to spend money to go see the show, you know, the actors, whatever.
Yeah.
Yet the damn writers and producers are not willing to give us what we want. And we're out there spending our money to see these events, yet they still don't want to listen to what we have to say. And wouldn't that be like, that would be like, for them, that would be like a favor to us to do that, you know? We're helping them out by going to these events and, you know, and seeing our favorite couples or actors or whatever together, you know? And I just don't get it. I mean.
Yeah, I mean, especially like, oh my gosh, Liaison fans are so, like, giving.
I know.
I mean, I know they, I was over at the Canvas a long time ago, and they always do the campaign drives and everything.
Yes. I know they did once. They also put an ad out in, a long time, like, 2002. They put an ad out in, like, the Soap magazine for them,
mm-hmm.
like a page ad or whatever, and they even had a, I think they even, there was, like, a sign that they made in Chicago. There was, like, a sign, like advertising was in Jason. I remember it from the Canvas. Yeah, there was an advertisement somewhere. I don't know if it was on a billboard or whatever.
It was a billboard, but I think it was in Arizona.
Was it in Arizona, was it?
Oh, really?
Come on now. How dedicated are we to spend our own money, people's money, you know, donate money for that, and they still don't want to give us Liz and Jason. They just give us crumbs of Liz and Jason. I don't want crumbs. I want the whole pie.
Yeah, and I know, like, people are, like, spending money to buy anniversary gifts for Liaison.
Really? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And you know what? It's just sad. And, you know, I think Steve Burton, they want to work together. I'm sure they want to work together really bad, you know.
Yeah, and you know what, you guys.
And it's just sad. It's like they know, I think we know their characters more than they know their characters, you know, that they play. And I think that I would say that they're probably just wanting to play with, you know, work with each other and give us what we want finally after all these years. And you can't tell me they don't have some kind of a bit of an input. If Tyler Christopher could go ask to work with Becky Herbst and he got it, why, you know, Steve Burton's really popular on the show. I'm sure if you were just to mention working with Becky again, you know what I mean? Even if they were, even just as friends on the damn show, come on. Can't they put them together as friends?
Yeah.
It will help you guys
I don't care if they're not together as a couple right now, because in the beginning of the relationship, that's not what it was about, you know. It was about the friendship.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see.
Mm-hmm. It was about the slow build-up.
What's that? Yeah, the build-up.
Yeah.
That's what they had, the build-up. And Sam and Jason didn't have no build-up. They were like, Carly kind of like threw Sam onto Jason is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no build-up at all. Yeah, he fell in love with the baby, and they fell in love with each other.
And, you know, yeah, it's funny because I love Carly, but I love the lullaby Carly.
Yeah.
So, damn you, Tamara Bond. See, can't call the character, but wait, Christy, are you going to go in a moment? I don't know. Christy, Burdett?
They probably weren't. They're long gone now. Huh?
They probably. Yeah.
Oh, I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, Chris. Okay, Christy.
Yeah,
good.
I gotta go take a shower and stuff. So.
Yeah, I think we should probably all go before we get knocked off here in a minute, huh?
And
Allie lives in Ohio, and I'm sure. What time is it over there? What? midnight? Is it midnight there?
It's almost 1 o'clock.
Midnight here.
Oh, okay, yeah, so.
And Terry, call me midnight.
I will, of course. Don't I always? Yes, I do.
Okay. I will, yes.
All right. Well, Christy, I'll call you at 9 o'clock, right? On my time,
yeah.
Right? Okay. All right. Then I'll talk to you tomorrow, Christy, huh?
Okay.
All
yeah.
Right.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Bridget.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Oh. Hey, what's up, Bridget? Yeah. You were really being quiet.
Yeah, yeah. Too many voices at once gets a little old. So I just sit back and listen.
Well, that's true. Allie, I hope you can come back on Wednesday.
Well, I'm going to try. I'm going to see in what my work schedule is like.
Okay, yeah. Bridget, what happened on Dave? Was it good?
Melanie,
okay?
Let Carly have it. Oh, my Lord.
Okay. And what
so
happened
I'm
with,
sure she's
going to
find out who cheated soon.
Yeah. Who,
and next and tomorrow, Sammy tells EJ that they are not married.
Well, good for you, Sammy.
Yeah. So the farce.
Allie, you talk about Days of Our Life. Days is really good.
I used to, but I haven't been able to get time to watch it, and then, like, I haven't watched it for so long, so.
But what happened with the kids?
What kids?
Little boy and.
It didn't show
it.
So it must have showed at the very beginning then, because I missed 15. I was watching wrestling, so I wanted to finish watching that.
My grandma used to watch wrestling all the time, so I would watch it. I mean, but it was like late Friday night when it was on in Oregon, but it was really good.
Yeah.
I'm on OmniWise.com. I'm going for OmniWise withdrawal. I want my OmniWise back on, and I have to wait like 8 months. So yeah. But I know Bridget will be back on Monday.
Yeah.
Okay, well I think I'm gonna head to bed too. And oh my god, yeah, and Allie, I hope you're able to sleep. I mean, I know it's almost midnight there.
It's almost 1 here, but don't worry about it. I'm a night owl.
Oh, yeah, so am I. You know, I think a lot of people are also a night owl, so, yeah. By the way, maybe we'll talk to you guys on Wednesday.
Yep, I'll try and get in.
Okay, night, Bridget.
Night.
See you guys.
Night.
Night.